Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Dishonest gain is the topic of today's Wisdom for Women in Proverbs 13, verse 11. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. When our nation was founded, children learned to read by reading the Bible. If the Bible were still taught in social studies and business 101 classes, the present economic crisis in our country and in our homes could have been averted. Look at this proverb again. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. This gives us a solid, clear perspective on long-term financial stability. Wealth gained by dishonesty is buying into a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme. Everyone knows that for those on top to win, those on the bottom will lose. Wealth gained by dishonesty is cheating on your taxes. It's falsifying your credit application to buy more than you can afford. It's wrong. And for us as Christians, it's out of bounds. Parents, don't let your kids gain when they use shortcuts either. It erodes integrity and responsibility. Recently, I overheard a discussion between a mom and her teenage son at the store. He was trying to wear her down to buy him a new sweater. She told him that he could spend his own money, but he didn't have enough. She reminded him that he hadn't earned money because he hadn't mowed the lawn, and he knew it. A few moments later, they left the store without the sweater. Good job, Mom. Your son needs a good work ethic more than he needs a new sweater. That mom loved her son enough to not cave in. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.